Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. This is pretty crazy. A home distilling ban that has been around for over 158 years was just deemed unconstitutional. The story's coming out of Reuters. Talk about changing times. A U.S. appeals court on Friday declared unconstitutional a nearly 158-year-old federal ban on home distilling. Now think about it, how they put this. This is very important. They called it an unnecessary and improper means for Congress to excise its power to tax. That's really all it's about. They just want their money. Politicians want to make more and more money off of us. It's absolutely disgusting. Sorry, the camera's moving around. It's pretty windy out here. You can see the on the water. That's pretty cool. You know, it's not about your safety. It's about their money. It's crazy. It says here, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled in favor of the nonprofit Hobby Distillers Association and four of its 1,300 members. They argued that people should be free to distill spirits at home, whether as a hobby or for personal consumption, including one instance to create an apple pie vodka recipe. Sounds interesting. Says the ban was part of a law passed during the Reconstruction in July of 1868, in part to thwart liquor tax evasion and subjected violators up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. I just wanted to bring this story because I think it's really interesting because it comes right down to tax. And I know there's a lot of people in the nation right now that think that Trump is going to get rid of the IRS. I'm going to be honest with you, that'd be pretty hard to believe, but that would be pretty awesome too. What do you think it would be like in America if we didn't have any tax, or if we did have a tax, it was a straight use tax? If you wanted to spend your money on something, you'd just get taxed on that. But no more income tax. You would be able to save. It would actually help savers. It's an incredible concept. I hope it comes true, but only time will tell. That being said, thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.